Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this summary on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, reporting this Friday, September 6, 2024. In cybersecurity news, an alarming rise in property transaction scams has seen an Australian couple, Will Clinton and Jessica Greentree, lose $48,000. Their home purchase took a harrowing dive when scammers, posing as their solicitor, cleverly hacked into their email, redirecting their savings to an illicit account. Their bank, Macquarie, offered a meager $500 restitution, leaving the couple in dire straits. The eyes of the cybersecurity world are turned to this worrying trend. Renowned professor Richard Buckland from the University of New South Wales urges consumers to exercise vigilance as cybercriminals are increasingly targeting the real estate industry. So, if you are buying or selling property, heed the advice from Property Exchange Australia's David Willett. Forgo email communication for sharing banking details and instead opt for safer means such as in-person or verbal confirmation. Switching to insurance news now, a precedent-setting decision rattled the car insurance market when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld Allianz's move to reduce a car claim payout. The claimant's misdescription of a 2013 Range Rover Dynamic led to an initial valuation of more than $105,000. An investigation by the insurer led to a significant decrease with a final payout of just under $59,000. Lesson here, folks. Providing accurate data is of paramount importance when striking insurance agreements. In corporate news, Zurich Financial Services Australia welcomed new blood in its leadership team, with David Wainwright stepping into the role of Chief Risk Officer for the Australia and New Zealand region. Having achieved substantial success in Zurich's UK life insurance division and gained considerable experience at renowned firms led to this prestigious appointment. January 2025 promises an exhilarating start for Zurich and Wainwright as they focus on strengthening risk management in an increasingly complex financial landscape. Finally, in superannuation industry news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has turned the heat up on super funds United Super and Bus Queensland. These funds linked to the CFMEU are under the scanner following allegations of corruption, leading to heightened scrutiny and calls for independent expert reviews. This case, due for full hearing in October, throws into sharp relief the need for rigorous governance in Australia's superannuation sector. That's today's wrap-up. For more details, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and stay secure.